Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 3rd to 23rd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series January through March of 2016. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
My name is Chantal Richard. I have a PhD in French studies. I work in the area of Acadian culture and literature. And in the last few years, I've been especially focusing on Acadian identity. The first colony in North America was La Nouvelle-France, founded in 1604 on L'Île Sainte-Croix, St. Croix Island. That first settlement was not very successful, which forced French at the time to move to Port-Royal in Nova Scotia the subsequent year after half of the original settlers died of scurvy during that first difficult winter. Acadians proceeded to colonize mostly Nova Scotia, what is now Nova Scotia, right up until the expulsion, at which time about 11,000 to 14,000 Acadians were deported from the area. Of course, this is known as the Great Upheaval and caused tremendous social disturbance, many, many deaths as well, near annihilation of the Acadian population. The expulsions happened from 1755 to 1963, at which point the Treaty of Paris settled the wars between France and England, allowing Acadians to resettle in the area if they wished to. That is, the surviving Acadians, because a few did survive the expulsion by either hiding in the woods of New Brunswick mostly, or coming back from the New England colonies and further south, such as Louisiana. So a few did make the trek back and began to resettle the Maritimes. At that point, however, most of the land in Nova Scotia had been given over to Loyalists and British settlers. Therefore, Acadians began to colonize New Brunswick. This went on for a very long time, but Acadians hadn't really made a lot of social, political, or educational progress until the period known as the Acadian Renaissance, which starts in 1864. This is when Acadian identity is truly born. In 1864, the first post-secondary education, Collège Saint-Joseph, is founded and opens its doors to Acadian students, as well as a lot of Irish students. It was a Catholic institution, but it was a bilingual institution as well. 3 years later, the first Acadian French language newspaper was founded, Le Moniteur Acadien, in 1867. There was also the publication of the very well-known poem by Longfellow, Evangeline. Evangeline, in its English version, was published in 1847, but it was translated in 1867 into French. So Acadians really began to be aware of their own identity around this time. Starting in the 1880s, they also organized large gatherings called Les Conventions Nationales Acadiennes, where they chose their national holiday, flag, national hymn, and where their modern contemporary identity was really created through long speeches and events that really brought in a lot of Acadians from all over the And so that is essentially the form that of the Acadian identity that we still know today.
For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, which is an annual celebration in partnership with La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and this station, visit www.ncra.ca/RVF.